Well, Harvey, I'm going to try. It's been a long time since I sung it. Help of the Lord, we'll
Lord, help
sing
God
this song, and you all pray that God will revelate the mind.
Amen.
And give us the Spirit to work with. We can't work without God's Spirit. You know that. Everyone in this house has heard me before, and you know that I can't do nothing without the Lord. So I'm just going to wait on the Lord, and I'm hoping and trusting that the Lord will give us what we need here today. In the jail last night,
help me, Lord,
down here it fell upon. They be too men, and they brought them in. I thought for sure they'd die. They were not like any of us here. They did not curse or sin. One fell down on his knees to pray, and the other began to sing him. I heard one cry the other's name, "Paul, are you still alive? Silas, my friend, I thought it would end at that whipping post tonight. I've heard a lot of sounds, my friend, come out of wounded men. But in all my life, I never heard the sound that came out of these men. It was late midnight, everything was quiet. We can hear them sing and pray. An awful sound came from the ground, and the place began to shake. I heard one singing about a cross. The other spake Jesus' name.
Amen.
I heard one cry, "Lord, please forgive the men who gave us pain." The place was shaking harder now. I thought we'd all die. Jailer, don't you kill yourself. One cried from inside. I saw that jailer begin to weep. Tears running I heard him cry, "Sir, what must I do that I can be saved?" Now I've never been to Philippi, nor in its awful jail below, but the Lord who opened the prison door is the same that went my bail. You're welcome, Brother Harvey. First of all, I want to thank the Lord this morning that He is lengthening out the brittle threads of my life. And gave me another opportunity to come out to meet with the people of God.
Lord, helping God,
and to testify of the one that is risen from the dead. And is alive, and is alive forevermore. And,
Lord, help us, God, we pray.
We're here today because of Him. And I'm here today not by my strength, but by His strength.
By His power.
In Him, for I move, and I have my being upon this earth, and without God, I can do nothing. I'm a weak creature in life, and God knows my heart, and He knows my desires. I think upon His word, and I thank God. What do you want me to say?
Yes,
where do you want me to go? And I'm not here to testify of myself, but to testify of Him. And I want to be able to bring forth His word in power. Not in words alone, but in power and demonstration of His Spirit. And we want to be able to lift up the name of Jesus, that He can be exhorted, that men can see how they need the Lord today in this wicked and adulterous generation that we live in. I think sometime, brethren, that surely the time is nigh at hand. Why would you believe that? Because He said, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking. They were marrying and giving in marriage. They was buying. They was selling. They was getting gain. And all their heart's desire was to please the flesh. They that are in Sodom and Gomorrah, all their heart was is to please the flesh. And they had went after the strange things. Men with men and women with women, and they had done that which was unseemly. Listen, the day as Paul wrote in the book of Romans, and he taught that we ought to flee from these things, brother, and for it is an abomination unto God. It's not unto me. It breaks my heart to see men and women in this case, but it breaks God's heart, brethren, for it's not God's will that any would perish. But they would all would come to repentance and live, brethren, for God created man, brethren, from the very beginning to get glory and honor out of Him. Therefore, man has went astray and went after their own lust and after their own enticed, and they have been deceived, going about in this world being deceived by the wicked one, brethren, who is going through the whole earth like the roaring lion. He's seeking whom He may devour. Brethren, this morning, and I followed after His ways for many years and sought after Him, knowing, brethren, that I was going down to that awful place of torment. How did you know there was a place called hell, brethren? My mother and my daddy taught me as a young child I was going down where the fire was if I didn't repent and be born again. Brother, I do. I've known the terror of the Lord today. I'm going to try to persuade men to turn from their pernicious ways. Brother, and seek the Lord while he may be found, and build their house upon the foundation which is the rock that was hewed out of the mountain. Brother, where did this rock come from? It was hewed out of the mountain. Brother, and he came forth right out of God himself. Brother, today, as it was written in the first book, or in the book of John, brother, it said, God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, brethren, and the Word was made flesh, and we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, brethren, full of grace and truth. Oh, brethren, and here I want to preach today that this rock, brethren, that the builders rejected has became the head of the cornerstone. And it was said of him, brother, no other foundation can no man lay than that which is already laid. Where was a laid in, brother? Brethren, upon this rock, Mount Zion was built, brethren. Listen, he laid that cornerstone in Zion, brethren. That Zion, brethren, is not over there in Jerusalem, where David called in Mount Zion the city of God, brethren. They love Jerusalem and the synagogue, brother John. They went up there. They worship their God, brother. They give sacrifices and offering. But the time's coming when God was not pleased with sacrifice and offering. Brother, hello, he said, he came in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God, to take away the first, that he may establish the second, and set it upon better promise. God, from the beginning, brother, had a plan, brother, and this plan was going to be Jesus, brother, came in the world, sitting down here to take away sin. There was no law given that could give life, brother. He said, verily righteousness would have came by the law. Listen what the writer said. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. How did it come, brother? It came on that day when sin, it was said a man child was born, was given into this world. A child was born. Where was he born then, brother? In the land of Judea. Right down there, brother. Bless that land, brother, where they cradled a little child called Jesus, brother, down in Bethlehem. What was the city of Bethlehem? The word Bethlehem means the house of bread, brother. Was it ever spoken of before? It was prophesied, brother, long before Jesus ever come. Thy Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, though thou be small, yet out of thee shall come forth a ruler, brother, which shall rule all nations with a rod of iron. Jesus, brother, don't have a rod in his hand of iron like you think today. His His word, brother, it's like a hammer that breaketh up the stone. It'll break up your stony heart, brother. He'll give you a heart of flame if you only come to Him. He is the foundation to build upon. Oh, sinner man, today let me pray for them. Let me call upon the Lord for the sinner man that they might take heed under that light that shines in a dark place. Oh, sinner man, listen today. God is the great and shining light. He's shining it down into the heart of men today. He has a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty God that's given them understanding. I knew where I was going to when my daddy and mommy taught me. But when I come to the age of 17 years old, I was going around the road and my brother was driving fast, and I turned a beer bottle up to take a drink, and the Lord spoke to me, brother, if you die around the corner, where are you going, Junior? I'm going to hell, Lord. Oh, brethren, the day I woke up that day, my sins became real, brother. I listened the day, and the low, still voice talked to me along my life journey, and I turned Him away many a time, brother. Brethren, I go to church with my mother. I hear the old time singing. I hear the old time preaching, brother, and the sound affected my heart and drove me, brother. It drove me to that lovely feeling that I love to hear, brother. Though the Bible says, "Blessed are they that do know the joyful sound." Brother, it's a beautiful sound when it's tuned up with heaven and land, brother. I love to feel Him. I love to hear Him. When it comes down, coming down through the myrtle tree, it's a going sound, brother. Where you going, Brother Junior? I'm going to heaven, brother, where there'll be no more sorrow, or the trials of tribulation, and the sickness won't ever come no more. I listened to that tape yesterday, Sister Pam, 23 minutes in hell, and I thought, how it was my children would sit down and listen of the experience of a man. God showed him a vision of a place called hell. We read, he took the Bible, brother, and proved everything that he's seen. It's real people, a real soldiers going down there. And my child, I have two young men and a daughter is going down there. And you have children going down there. So do known the terror of the Lord, brother. I'm trying to preach, I'm trying to persuade men of the fallout with sin, and build your house on that wrong. So when the storms come and the rains peat again, the tempter can't overcome you. He can't destroy what Jesus has done. You are built up a lively stone, built upon the rock of eternal wages. What are you going to get when you get on the rock? Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from God out of hell, that a man be thereof and never die, brother. And he's not only the bread, my brother, he is the he's a drink to a thirsty soul. The little woman at the well said, evermore give me this water, brother. Oh, he said it would be in you a well of living water,
springing up
in the everlasting life. That water, my brother, has been prophesied many years ago. For he set out on out of the east gate, there came a river, brother, and it flowed to the south country.
I hear old Solomon saying, come thou north wind and blow upon my garden. Listen, the day I bless that garden and clothed, and my sister and my spouse, a spring shut up and a fountain sealed. As the water flowed out all the eastern gate, and it flowed down through the land. He said, everywhere the water flowed, everything lived. It's a living water today. Oh, sinner man, this morning, get you a drink of this water. It's life given to the soul. I've never had peace like the river that flows in my life. I never had joy till Jesus come in and give me peace, brethren. And said, I called the river that flowed like a river in your heart. And it'll be in you a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. I love the taste of the Lord. Oh, sinner man, come and taste of me and see that I'm good. Oh, sinner man, he's got his arms stretched out today. He's calling unto you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon ye and learn of me. My yoke is easy, brother. I've never found the Lord's way too hard. It's always been an easy way for me. I just love the Lord's will. I love his ways this morning. I listen today, brother. It's a pleasure today to be a child of the King. It's a pleasure today to sing and be spent for the glory of the Lord, brethren. Oh God, give me strength to move onward, brethren, until the day calls for me. I want to move on and on. I want to be a light to your children. I want to speak the words of truth. They'll not be led aside by every wind of doctrine, but let us preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Let us reprove and rebuke, and let us exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, and now is, I believe, brother, when men will not endure sound doctrine. But heap to themselves each teacher with itching ears. Listen, they'll turn from the truth, brother. Turn on the fable,
brother. That's the truth, brother.
We're living in perilous times. Oh, sinner man, what will you do with Jesus if he comes today? Will you say another time, Lord? Listen today, friend. Don't turn him away. As the light shines in your heart, take heed to that light. Obey from the heart of that light, brethren, that is shining in the dark plain. How long, brethren, until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. Who is this day star? It's the rock in a weary land. It's the shelter, brethren, that I got under. He said, in that day, brother Lon, a man shall be as a hiding place and as a cleft in the rock. As a rock in a weary land, as a shelter when the storms come. Do you find him that way, brother?
Yes,
I've never found the Lord afar off. He's always nigh. A weeping may endure but for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning, brother. And when I lay down this walk alive, I thank Brother Paul over there. He's 81 or 2 years old. No doubt his days on earth are short, but he's got a view, brethren, of a better land. He's looking for a home on the other side. He's already made preparation. Jesus has promised him a mansion in glory land. I've got the promise down in my soul, brethren. I've got the promise from heaven. He said, if I go away, I'm going to come again. And where I am, children, you'll be also. Where's he at today, brother? He's in the hearts of his people. He's in heaven, brother. There is no place where he's not. But the good part about it, brother, it don't matter where you're at. Jesus can come to you if you only invite him in, sinner man. Oh, sinner man, this morning, invite Jesus in. in. My children, won't you invite Jesus in? He's the best thing will ever happen to you in life. Oh, brother, he'll be a stronghold in the time of your trouble. He'll be a rock in your weary land. Build your house upon that rock. Fall upon him. He'll break that old stony heart of him, and he'll give you a heart of flesh. How long will it last you, brother? God is not an ending giver. He don't give you eternal life and take it away. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, brother. I'm glad today, brother. In 1975, I got eternal life in Jesus, and I'm never going to perish, brother. I've got the rock in me, and I'm in the wrong. He said, I in the Father, and the Father in me. I and you, and you and me, we're all one in Him today. And oh, brother, if you have God, you're an heir of Jesus, and a joint heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, brother. And whatsoever God has given to Him, He's given to you this morning. And what does He give to Jesus? All power and authority. Angels was given unto Him in heaven and in the earth. You're gonna have authority, brother. Listen today. Even the angels ain't gonna be able to sing the song that you can sing when you get the glory land, brother. There ain't gonna be no tears over there. Did you know angels don't cry, brother? Listen today. They just cry with their voice and speak the words, brother. They cried when Jesus come into the earth, brother. They cried this cry. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor. Honor unto Him that sits on high, brother. Ain't it wonderful to have a God like this today? I love Him with all my heart this morning. I want men and women to go to heaven, brother. Heaven is real. I'm real men and women's going there. Listen today, brother. But you must be born again. Not of a corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible. And you must have the godly sorrow set up in your heart, brother, that works repenting, that you might build your house upon the wrong. Jesus said, listen to the Bible. It's very plain, Brother Keen. What house will you build me? Where is the place? What house are you building for Him today? Are you building upon the sand? Are you building upon the hay, wood, and stubble? A sinner man this morning, build your house upon that rock. It's a sure foundation. It'll never be moved, brother. The depths of hell can't move, and the height of heaven can't move, and listen what Paul said, brother. He said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, neither principalities, neither power, nor either angels or authority, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is given in Jesus Christ. Before worlds walled, it was given in Jesus, brother, that He should die for the sin of the whole world. He stood at that Lamb, brother, before the world's wall. There He was with His Father. And the writer said, He was brought up as one before His fame. He always beheld Him. He was His daily delight. Before the perpetual hills was brought forth, He said, I was there, brother, before the morning star. Where was thou, Job? He asked Job a great question. Where was thou, Job, when I laid the foundation of the earth? Where was thou, Job, when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy? Where was you, Job? brother, here's the weakness of man. Job said, I put my hand over my mouth. I'm not speaking no more, brother. No, it's too wonderful for me. Too great today. Listen, our God is a great God. I want my children to see that He loves them, brother. And He's got a foundation for them to build on. They cannot be moved this morning. And His grace this morning, it's by His grace and love. It's by His mercy this morning, brother. Oh, the grace of God that brings salvation, Brother Terry, has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, brother, we should live soberly and righteously right here in this present world, brother. He's not talking about drunkard, brother. He's talking about sober-minded, my brother. Let your heart be in tuned up with the Word of God, brother. Study to be quiet. Listen more than you talk, brother. So many people, they're speaking too much. They need to stay in God's Word. They need to listen to the Lord a little more. And be slow to speak and swift to hear this morning, brother. And obey from the heart that form of doctrine, brother, that was once delivered unto us. When was it delivered? Oh, brother, on the day of Pentecost, the kingdom come down, and the Word of God, brother, it came down from heaven, brother. And if you're going to go to heaven, brother, you're going to have to get you something to come down. If you don't get it here, you're not going to go to heaven. The Holy Ghost was given unto them. They would obey from the heart. The Holy Ghost will baptize you with the fire and the Holy Ghost. The water of this world won't save you, but the water of life, they flow from the fountain, brother. It'll give you life. It flowed out under eastern gate, brother, and it flowed down through the land, and wherever it flowed, everything lived, brother. Everything's a living in that river today. Oh, brother, but it flowed not in the marshy places. It didn't flow in the marshy places. It was given unto salt, Brother Carl. Why was it given unto salt? It's the world, brother. They can't drink of this water without obeying from the heart. Oh, for it. It was given unto salt. And ye are the salt of the earth. Listen today. Let your light shine this morning that men could see your good work. And glorify your Father which is in heaven this morning, friend. Oh, if you let your light shine and tell your children how much Jesus loves them and show them the light of Christ is the light, the light in men is the light. It's life today, brother. That light brings condemnation. It will bring life to you if you obey it from the heart. Oh, brother. Give you life and give them more abundantly. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. That lives forever and forever. That give that Holy Ghost baptism down in her heart, brother. It'll burn out the child. It'll burn out the sin, brother. It'll be a refiner's fire unto you. It'll purify your heart. It'll make you pure as He, even as Jesus is. Why can you say that? Jesus said, I will not dwell in an unclean temple. Where is the temple that He dwells in? It's the inner man, brother. That's the man is a perfect man. This old man here just houses the man on the inside. It's just the house that I look through. It's the window that I look through on her. As he said, brother, in Ecclesiastes, when the windows are dim, brother, and the grinders are few, brother, where are you going to go? When the silver cord is loose and the golden bowls is broken at the fountain, then shall man a return to the dung from whence he came. All but the soul shall go to its long home, brother. Where's my long home, man? This world is not my home, brother. I've got a home in the glory world. I'm waiting to see my King. I'm looking for him to come. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come and take this morning pilgrim home, brother. Farewell, farewell, vain world. We're going home, children. We're going to escape all the troubles of life, all the sorrows of life. We're going to have a new home,
yeah,
a new place, and a new song. And we're going to sing the song that no other man can sing.
Thank God.
In that morning, Brother Greg, I believe that with all my heart. And I'm going to have a body that won't wear out. It won't wear out, Brother Terry, no more. I'm going to get a body likened unto Jesus' body. It's most glorious. It's been glorified. I'm going to tell you the day, you can't look upon him today at the eyes that you have to look with. He is too bright. His brightness and his glory. John saw him on the Isle of Patmos. He said, as the sun shined in his strength. Brother, I declare, that was the glorified body. He didn't have a glorified body when he was here, brother. Man could not have looked upon him with such glory that he had. When he rose and, brother, was set down on the right hand of God, John saw him, brother, in that glorified body. His eyes was as the flame of fire. His head and his hair was white like wool. He had a long, white robe on. And his feet was as they'd been burned in a fiery furnace.
His voice, brother.
And his voice is at the sound of many waters, brother. Listen the day, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, which is the word of God, brother. And listen the day, we see him riding a white horse, don't we? And his and the name of him that sit upon them is called the word of God, brother. And listen the day, he's still the word of God today. And that word is the living word that we have in our hearts and in our minds. If so be that you've been born again, you have that word in your heart and in your mind. For as Brother Terry told you when he first got up here, I'll write in your hearts and in your minds, I'll place them. Absolutely. I'll place the laws and in the precepts right in there, that you'll know my will. God will let you, he will not let no man go down to the world of the lost without knowing his will, brother. Every sinner man is going to know his will. What is God's will, brother? For man to repent and be born again. That's God's will. God has not hid that from nobody. I want you to know that. Some say, well, now God hid the scripture from man. God didn't hide the plan of salvation from nobody. He said, you do well if you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place. And where does it shine, brother? He shines through each and every man. Each and every man, the light's going to come to him. And teach him what he is by nature and what he must be by the grace of God, brethren. Grace and truth, brethren, will come to each and every one if they only take heed to it. And by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, but it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't boast about what God has done. If you boast, Paul said, if you boast, you boast in the Lord. Don't boast in your own strength. You didn't have no strength to save yourself. It was by his righteousness and his righteousness only that we are saved, brethren. And we have the perfection of faith. We have the perfection of Jesus Christ formed in our hearts, brethren. And that I declare it unto by that hope ye are saved. You know the Bible said you're saved by hope. Did you ever read that?
Yes, sir.
That hope is the hope of glory,
which is Christ,
shed abroad in your heart. It's an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. That hope is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for,
evidence,
and the evidence of things not seen. Well, what substance are you talking about? We're talking about Jesus, brother. When I had faith to believe in God, and by faith, brother, I had faith that substance, which was Jesus Christ, would save me. But after I was saved, I was no longer hoping to be saved, brother. If you've been born again, you're not hoping to be saved. You're already saved. What are you hoping for now?
Yeah.
Huh? We're hoping for the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Brethren, and it ain't yet come.
But
we have a sure promise, brethren.
It's all him, brother.
That the hope of glory that is shed abroad in your heart. He said, if this Spirit, listen to this, brother, this is good. If this Spirit be in you, which rose up Jesus Christ from the dead, it shall also quicken your mortal body. Now, brother, that's not even right. That's just what it says. And for those that says there is no resurrection, turn your hearts from them people. Have nothing to do with the man that says there is no resurrection. For he says if there is no resurrection, you do well, brother, you'll just go, my, we'll go home and stay. For your preaching's in vain. You are yet in your sins. And I declare in your fount false witnesses. Because you testified that Jesus rose from the dead. If he raised not, then, brother, there you are. You're testifying a lie. So the neighbor, he said, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not, then why were you baptized for the dead? And some people think that's sort of controversy. I mean, in the mind, it sort of twists their mind up. If you don't believe, let's make it simple. When you're saved of God, God wants you to go down in the water to show forth a death and a burial and a resurrection. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? Here is the man is dead in trespassing and sin. He ain't going to be alive until the morning of the resurrection, friend. He cannot be alive while we're here on the earth. The only man's alive is the man on the inside. He's alive. And I declare today, but in the morning of the resurrection, he's going to raise him up, brethren. And he's going to come in the likeness of Christ and he'll be alive forevermore.
How are you doing,
Jim? Ain't it good to know the Lord? Amen. Ain't it good to be in the house of the Lord?
Yes, it is.
And to feel the power of the Almighty God as it flows through the trees. And I see the trees sometimes. They wave to and fro. I can't see the wind, but I behold the effects of it. I see the effects of it, Brother Terry. I feel the effects of it. And I look out in the house and I see the tears. I see the heads moving toward God, brethren. Feeling the breezes that come from a far land.
Oh,
brethren, I declare today, brother. That woman that brings her food from a far land. That's Mother Jerusalem, brother. It's Mother Jerusalem, brother. And that Jerusalem there is not over in the eastern country over there, brother. It's not over there in Israel. No, today, brother, Jerusalem is from above. That holy city, that Mount Zion, brethren, is not over a mountain that can be touched. But we've come unto the mountain of God, brethren, to the city of the living God, and unto a innumerable company of angels, to the church of the firstborn. That's what we've come unto, brethren. It is alive, it's alive forevermore, and it's in Christ. And if you want it today, you can have it if you want it. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For the day of his coming is nigh, and who shall be able to stand the day of his coming? Only them that's been down to the banquet house, and the banner over them has been love. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness, brethren. It's by his blood that was shed on the cross that we are what we are today, children of the King. Some I heard him say, well, I've got that royal blood flowing through my veins. Well, now, brother, you don't. I'm sorry, you don't have that royal blood. Because if you had it flowing through your veins today, you'd never die. You got it on the inward man. There's the man that can die. This man is going to die. He's going to go back to the dust, but he's going to come out of that dust, and then he'll have that royal power of Jesus Christ flowing through the inward and the outward man. They'll all be one in that day. They won't be a man that's going to die no more, brother. We'll live forever and forever and forever. But here's sinner man, listen to me. Except you repent. Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come. Listen today, sinner man. Jesus has got his arms stretched out. He wants you to come and live. For if you fail to take heed under that light, you're going to die and die and never die. Amen. You're going down where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Mm-hmm. And the smoke of your torment will ascend up forever and forever and forever and forever. And you can go on. It never ends, brethren. Think about a place where it never ends. Eternal separation from God. Eternal suffering with all five of your senses. The rich man brethren died and in hell he lifted up his eyes. He had all five of his senses. And I declare, I believe when you die and not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to have all five of your senses. You're going to be able to look over in yonder world. I tell that boy at the garage, he's got the awful filthiest mouth. And he's all time looking at dirty pictures. And he's all time thinking of the evil things. That son, one day, and you're going to see, if you die in that state, you're going to see me over in heaven's land. And you're going to say, I wish I'd listened to that old preacher man over there. He told me to repent and leave from this place. Yeah. And here I am burning and suffering in this awful place of torment and can't get out.
Yeah,
for eternity, brethren. For eternity. Think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't my children see that?
Amen.
Why can't your children see that, brother?
So they love darkness.
You know, the devil has blinded their eyes. Yeah. But brethren, there's a searchlight is opening in their eyes if they'll take heed to it.
Yeah.
They don't have to live in darkness forever, brother. If they'll follow that light that's shining, it will show them what they need to do. And not only that, they've got a witness, brother. They've got you and I, a witness that Jesus is real and alive. For ye are the light of the world, a city set on a hill, brother.
Yes.
Let your light shine. Don't hide it from the people of this world. But show them how Jesus is in you, a real and alive forevermore.
Amen.
Brother Greg, I hope I ain't took too much time, brother.
Oh, Lord, been good, brother.